We all knew that the Pfizer vaccine at some point would be approved for children. And Akron Children's Hospital, they've begun to offer the vaccine to its young patients, as young as 5 years old, is who's now eligible for the vaccine. Of course, many people have concerns about the dosage amount, the ages, and other things, and whether it's the same dose that I, as a grown adult, a grown man, would receive. Is a 5 or 6 year old child going to receive that same dose? Well, to help us sort all of this out, there's a lot to sort out as well. We have Chief Medical Officer at Akron Children's Hospital, Dr. Robert McGregor, on the line. Thanks for coming on, Doctor.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Are you excited to finally be able to offer this vaccine to the younger ages? Are you guys seeing a slew of people maybe signing up for the vaccine already?
Well, we certainly are having some early adopters and have had our vaccine appointments full for the first couple of days of vaccinating. I'm personally very excited. I think for a number of reasons, the Delta variant really showed that kids are affected and can be hospitalized, require intensive care, and even bypass, or ECMO is what the modality is called. So that was really sobering. The second round was really challenging for kids and their families. So the first message point is that kids do get it and can get very, very, very sick. So that is avoidable now, and that's really exciting to me. You know, as a pediatrician, part of why I chose pediatrics is so that we could avoid problems later with things like vaccines, with, you know, exercising, good diet, and curbing obesity. That's one of the things that drew me, is the public health aspect of pediatrics. And now that we finally have a weapon that we can use that we know is effective, at least in preventing hospitalization and severe infections, it's really an important day.
And, Doctor, this is a smaller dosage, right? This isn't the dose that you or I received when we were vaccinated. This one is smaller, with a smaller needle for the children, correct?
Correct. So it's even smaller than the teenagers got. So it's roughly about a third of the dose that you and I got. And we've color-coded it so that we know that when we have children show, because for some of our clinics, when we do some of the school-based clinics, we need to make sure that we know who's under 12 and who's over 12, and make sure that we have separate processes for those kids.
Okay. And Akron Children's, they plan to offer the vaccine in schools. Is that correct?
That is correct. So starting yesterday, we made our appointments live for vaccination clinics on the Akron campus and in our Mahoning Valley Beakley campus of Akron Children's. Okay. And then by mid-November, we're expecting that we will offer the vaccine at our community primary care sites and then the urgent care locations, which would be available to people that are not necessarily part of the Akron Children's primary care network. And then what we did with the older adolescents is we've partnered with the school districts in the area to really assist with school clinics, and we plan to do that throughout the fall and winter months.
Okay. Wow. So do parents have to be there at the schools, or is this something that they can sign off on and then their child gets vaccinated while they're in school?
Yes, they would sign a form knowing when the vaccine clinic is going to occur and authorize, give permission. And then our school nurses have a real nice, robust school nurse program that goes through all the checks and balances to make sure that we do the right thing for the right patients. And so it's not something that a parent is going to necessarily have to take off work to go get a vaccine.
Okay. Yeah. And parents, they have busy schedules, and a lot of them are still trying to adjust to, being at work and not working from home anymore. Side effects. Are children, will they see some of the same side effects that many of us got when we received our first or second dose? The nausea, the extremely sore arm, the the fatigue? Will children with this lower dose, are they going to see that, or is it going to be a little bit more vague for them?
Well, the studies suggest that there's a similar rate of side effects. Clearly, we knew when we lowered the dose, there were fewer side effects, and that was the concept there, that not only do we lower the dose and maybe mitigate some of the side effects, but we do not blunt their immune response. So that was important to know, because if I'm going to give you a low dose that doesn't make you have side effects and you don't get immune, then we've not really... we've defeated the purpose. So it looks like the same things that we could have, fevers, achiness, headache, and fatigue can still follow. And now we do not recommend pre-medicating with Tylenol or ibuprofen, but once children get the vaccine, if they start to get symptoms, there's no worry that giving ibuprofen or Tylenol to make them tolerate the symptoms better impacts the take of the vaccine. So don't pre-medicate, but after they've had the vaccine, it's okay to treat those symptoms.
And doctor, if someone wanted to get the vaccine for their child, where's it currently offered? How can they contact Akron Children's Hospital? And when can they get it? What's this time frame look like? I know that's a 2 or 3 part question there, so one at a time.
Okay, well, beginning yesterday, they could make an online appointment at akronchildrens.org/COVID vaccine. And that would be for the vaccination clinics on Akron campus and Beagle campus. So the schools are just starting to roll out their plans, so it really depends on where your school district is. I know our team has been called to a number of the different schools yesterday, so we'll be working on that. And I believe the different county, Summit County, is going to help with some drive-through opportunities. So I would check your local county, your local school district, and certainly Akron Children's. As the vaccine, we expect to get our shipment in for the primary care offices in the next week or two. We have some now, and that's why we've got vaccine clinics running, but we expect to get more in since this is right now at Pfizer.
Can you tell us, lastly, and I know you got to go, we got to go, can you tell us about how many people are signed up? How many doses you guys anticipate to give to children?
I'll be honest with you, Jordan. I have not been on the site today to see how many appointments were in there, but we were able to do hundreds of vaccines when we did the teenagers. So this will probably be a little slower because toddlers aren't going to be moving quite as fast, or not toddlers, but five to 7 year olds may have a little more reluctance. So I can get those numbers and get back to you and tell you what our average booking is, but I don't have that today since it just went live yesterday.
Can we ever expect under 5 years old to get the vaccine, or are we going to just wait and see how this pans out for the vaccinated children from 5 to 11?
Well, there are some studies that include as low as 6 months. I've not seen any of those preliminary results, and I think the younger the child, the more data the CDC is going to require before they would release it. But I won't say never. It's not going to be any time in the real near future, though.
Okay. Well, Dr. Robert McGregor with Akron Children's Hospital, Chief Medical Officer, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to join us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
When we come back, Billy and I, we're going to tell you this funny story. You're not going to want to miss it. And people, they do the weirdest things. And I'm be honest, some of them do the dumbest things. When we come back, we're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.